For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Please take advantage of the sale. This goes on through December 31st. And Village Green has on sale 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Take advantage of it. 31st is just around the corner. And a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I will be with you again next week for more information on diet and nutrition. Now, today's guest is Wendy Myers, an expert on detoxification of toxic metals, a functional diagnostic nutritionist, and best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals to End Exhaustion and Chronic Fatigue. A very good subject to talk about at the end of the year. So welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and you have an interesting background. I know you're the host of the HeavyMetalsSummit.com, and you host two podcasts, including Live to 110 about detox and the Supercharged podcast about bioenergetics. So you bring a lot to the table. Let's talk about what you do and get into heavy metals and detoxification.
Well, I know a lot of people listening are, you know, struggling with fatigue. You know, I've worked with, you know, thousands of clients, and their number one complaint was fatigue. And I think all of us kind of get into our 30s and 40s and just kind of feel like we don't have as much energy as we should. And we attribute that to getting older. But I assure you that there are toxic metals and chemicals contributing to our mitochondria, which are our little cells' powerhouses, not being able to produce the amount of energy that our bodies are capable of producing. And I just discovered this in my research, and you know, I just have lots of resources about heavy metal toxicity and how to detox them on my site on MyersDetox.com. But I've really developed a passion for figuring out why our bodies are tired, why they're not able to produce as much energy as they could be, and really honing in on what specific metals interfere in mitochondria function and therefore our energy production.
Well said, well described. And I'm just reminding our listeners that we are not programmed to live eternally. We have programmed cell death in our cells called apoptosis. And Wendy, you're talking about toxic metals, and they're part of this total load that accelerate early cell death. And there are many other factors as well, but we're focusing today on the toxic metals. So how can people assess their toxicity levels?
Well, you can do a number of different tests. I do hair mineral analysis, also called HTMA. I also like urine metals tests with a DMSA challenge, which is just an amino acid that grabs onto metals so you can see them better in the urine and on tests. And I also like to do stool tests because different metals come out in different pathways in the body. So there's no perfect metals tests, but if you do all three of those, you get a very good picture of what metals that you have in your body. But I usually start people with a hair mineral analysis. It's very, very simple to do. It's non-invasive. Everyone can do it, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home.
Excellent. I also use those tests, and they're very helpful, very revealing. And I thank you for making the point that it's really difficult to identify the toxic metals. They're not always in the blood unless they're coming in or going out. And when there's arsenic in the water supply in a school or lead, they assess one time on the people there. They put them on water, bottled water, and then they retest them and say, oh, see, they're fine, but they're not. Talk about where these toxic metals hide in the body.
Yeah, well, just to mention what you're just talking about, you know, many people may think, oh, maybe I should go to my doctor and get my metals tested, but they are going to test the blood. And that is just not an accurate way to look at heavy metals because, you know, the body isn't going to leave metals floating around in your blood and your communication highway in your body. They're going to damage organs. So they're going to sequester the metals away in your bones, in your fat, in other tissue storage sites to protect the brain and protect the vital organs. So unless you've had a very recent acute exposure, you know, that's just not going to show in the blood after 30 days. So blood testing is not accurate. There is a blood test by Dr. Chris Shade that's very, very different than the typical blood test you'll get at a medical doctor's office. That test by Dr. Chris Shade is accurate. It's not something I personally use because I use a hair test and urine and stool, and it's great for our purposes and easier to do than a blood draw. But yeah, so people looking to do metals testing don't typically want to go to a conventional medical doctor for that.
Right, and they're not educated in the mechanisms of identifying toxic metals. And you use the term I use, they're sequestered in the deep tissues. One of our local doctors actually was a surgeon, and he decided to compare blood levels with fat biopsies. He would biopsy the fat tissues, and he showed that the toxic metals are sequestered, hidden, and present in the body fat. But that was not found to be in the blood. And I say to people, if you're looking for someone's car, are you going to look on the highway and hope to see it, or go to their home and find
it? Yeah, exactly.
in front. And so this is why people, I think they have a false sense of safety when the blood comes back very low or negligible in any toxic metal. So I think you're probably the first person we've talked to in a while that really describes how faulty testing can be and what can be done. What else do you want to talk to us about toxic metals?
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the metals that specifically cause fatigue and the mechanism by which they do that?
Good.
Because I know there's a lot of people listening that are tired or just feel like they should have more energy than they do have or don't have as much energy as they had when they were younger. And this can impact a lot of areas in your life. It can impact your immune system's ability to protect you. It can impact your ability to recover from illness or your ability to sleep, because you actually need energy to sleep. Sleep's a very energy-intensive process. You know, you're regenerating tissues and whatnot. So a lack of energy can affect your brain function. And so, you know, your brain uses 20% of the energy that you produce. So it's very, very important to get your mitochondria online and functioning better, because a lot of people, you know, the underlying root cause of disease is poor mitochondrial energy production. And so some of the metals that impact your mitochondrial functioning are arsenic, aluminum, tin, thallium, and cesium. And so we'll go over each of those a little bit in depth. And so these metals, what they do is they poison enzymes that transport nutrients into your mitochondria. So a lot of people are taking, you know, mitochondria enhancing supplements or NAD or NADH or ribose or what have you. But those nutrients are going to have a difficult time getting into your mitochondria to produce a benefit if the enzymes that transport those nutrients have been poisoned by heavy metals. And so this is what I talk about a lot in my work, you know, metals that poison enzymes that create stress hormones, that create sex hormones, that create all the different processes, metabolic processes in our body. The metals, they interfere in the enzymes, production of enzymes, function of enzymes. That's why they affect so many different, you know, things in our body, metabolic functions. And so back to the metals that cause fatigue. So we have arsenic. Arsenic, like you mentioned, is found in drinking water. Typically, it's a contaminant in drinking water. It can also be found in rice, especially in brown rice and the bran of the brown rice. It can be found in conventional eggs, conventional chicken meat, conventional bone broth, and things like that, because it's found in the chicken feed. So around the world, farmers routinely feed the chickens arsenic-laden feed because the arsenic makes the chickens grow 50% faster and makes the meat look more pink and more healthy, and they end up making more money as a result of that. So you have to buy organic and preferably pastured chickens and chicken eggs. And so the next metal is aluminum. Aluminum is found, you know, in our underarm deodorants that everyone's slathering on their underarms every day. It's in the air. We're breathing it in the air. It's found as a anti-caking agent in flour and salt and sugars, just in a lot of different things. It can even be in the baking soda you're using. People are drinking every day to alkalinize their body. You need aluminum-free baking soda. So just a lot of different, you know, areas where we can find aluminum. And then there is cesium.
You know what? Let's talk about this in the next segment.
Yes.
Because this information is too important to breeze by. So for those of you who have just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We are having an interesting conversation on detoxification of toxic metals with Wendy Myers.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features epichor fermentate, elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And I alternate this with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, Village Green is the place to go for advice and supplements. And I also want to mention their big sale at the end of the year, now until December 31st, 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, we're having an interesting conversation with Wendy Myers, who's an expert on detoxification of toxic metals. She's a functional diagnostic nutritionist and a best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals to End Exhaustion and Chronic Fatigue. Good subject. Wendy, we were talking about arsenic, aluminum, tin, thallium, cesium, and you were telling us about what they do to promote fatigue and how they bother us.
Yeah, so I was talking about arsenic, aluminum, tin, thallium, and cesium. Some of these metals people may have never heard of, but I'm going to tell you guys, you know, where you get these metals and how they impact your body's ability to produce energy. And so we kind of left off at aluminum, or actually we left off at cesium. And so cesium is something that you guys may have been hearing about in the news because of Fukushima. Fukushima is the nuclear disaster in Japan that happened about 4 years ago or so, as a result of the tsunami that hit them following an earthquake. And unfortunately, that tsunami hit a nuclear facility in Fukushima, and it's still, to this day, unleashing so much cesium and other metals and radioactive waste into the oceans. And unfortunately, that's traveling, to the coast of California and, you know, the entire, west coast of North and South America. And so that gets into our fish, into our shellfish. And I'm finding a lot of clients, including myself, have high cesium levels. The same thing happened with Chernobyl in Europe. I have a lot of clients that grew up there, and they have fatigue and other health issues because of the amount of cesium that got into their body as a result of living near that nuclear fallout from that disaster. And so cesium, again, also poisons enzymes that transport nutrients into your mitochondria, and it blocks potassium in the body. So potassium is important for regulation of your cell metabolism. So when those channels are being blocked in the body by cesium, it's going to impact a lot of different functions in your body, including fatigue. And so the next one is thallium. Thallium is a metal that is naturally occurring in petroleum deposits. So thallium is unleashed into our environment from the car exhaust, from smog, from industry, anywhere where gasoline or petroleum is being burned or manufactured. So most people have some degree of thallium in their body. causes energy, low energy. It causes brain fog, trouble digesting food, trouble absorbing nutrients, digestive issues, among other things. And then the next one is tin. So tin is a metal that basically negatively impacts the cell membrane of your mitochondria. It dispels the charge on the outside of the mitochondria that's important for its proper functioning. And so tin can be found in water. It can be found in tin cans and from food. It can be found in a lot of different places. It can be in your mercury amalgam fillings, just a lot of different sources where it hides. It can be in the air also. And so that's it can be in landfills and then get into our water supply. And the next one is so arsenic, aluminum, tin, thallium, and cesium. So we pretty much covered all of those. And there's other metals like mercury and lead that impact your body's ability to produce energy as well, but in different ways. But that essentially covers it. And so what do you do about this now that we've kind of outlined these metals that impact your energy production? You can detox these. And so this is what I really focus on MyersDetox.com, is teaching people how to detox their body properly and safely. And so I came up with a little supplement kit called the Mitochondria Detox to specifically focus in on these metals to remove them. And as you're, taking things like my activated silica, that helps to grab onto these metals so you just safely remove them from the body. And this activated silica is just a form of silica that's specifically kind of chemically altered to bind onto arsenic, aluminum, tin, thallium, and cesium. And then you also, if you're doing any type of detox, you have to take a binder. Binders are incredibly important to clean up the mess of any kind of chelating agent or infrared sauna or any type of detox protocol you're doing. So I have a supplement called CitraCleanse. It's a modified citrus pectin. It has about 50 studies behind it that shows its effectiveness for absorbing metals that cause fatigue, but also other metals and hundreds of chemicals as well. We have on average about 500 chemicals or more in our body. Because, there's about 80,000 chemicals in the environment. And so you want to make sure you're taking something on a regular basis that's absorbing all those chemicals that are impacting your body's functioning.
Well, this is a good description you're giving of what to do. So you've talked about the activated silica and the binders. Let's keep that conversation going. This is important.
Yeah, so this binder that you take, this modified citrus pectin called CitraCleanse, it's very good at binding on and mopping up all these toxins, and then you just urinate them out. And you want to take about, 5 to 15 grams per day of that, one to sometimes three times a day. And doing that can dramatically reduce detox symptoms. If you try any kind of detox program, or you're doing coffee enemas or infrared saunas or any type of detox you may be doing, you want to be sure to take a safe binder like CitraCleanse, and it dramatically reduces detox symptoms that people have. Because a lot of times people are taking natural chelators, like they're taking chlorella or cilantro or zeolite, or they're doing IV chelation with their doctor or whatever they're doing. But if you're not taking a binder, those metals can be, released from storage sites from your body and float around and just deposit somewhere else. If you don't have the right nutrients online or the right binders to then escort them out of the body. So we have to, when you're thinking about detox, you want to mobilize metals, get them out of the tissue storage sites where they're hiding in your fat and your bones and whatnot. But you got to take a binder to then mop all that up and remove it from the body.
The exit pathways are what you're talking about, and I emphasize that we need the exit pathways working. Whether we're in a restaurant and there's a fire, you've got to get out. And in our bodies, you're talking about the importance of removing the toxins, not just getting them out of the tissues and letting them float around. So you describe that very clearly. I really appreciate what you're saying. And the other thing I like to think about is the what I call the bank account of healthy nutrients. And we spend healthy nutrients on getting rid of toxic chemicals and toxic metals. And that is one of the reasons toxins are so damaging. And you emphasize that they're poisonous to enzyme systems, and that's even more critical. So we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. I just want to remind those who have tuned in with us, we're the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Wendy Myers on detoxification.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I want to remind you that their sale is going on now till December 31st, 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'll be with you again next week with more information on diet and nutrition. But today, we've had an excellent guest, and we're going to keep learning from Wendy Myers, who's an expert on detoxification of toxic metals. She's a functional diagnostic nutritionist and best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals to End Exhaustion and Chronic Fatigue. So we've talked about many of the toxins, the toxic metals that are problematic and that they are poisonous to enzymes. And you've talked about detoxification. Could you expand on the detoxification process and what it's like and additional tips for our listeners? I always like them to come away from the show with excellent tips.
Yes. Well, you know, some of my favorite, you know, things to detox, there's so many of them, but there's my top ones are detoxing in an infrared sauna. And another one is just eating broccoli sprouts. Those are simple to do. I grow them at home. I have a little sprout machine, and they have the highest amount of what's called sulforaphane of any food on the planet. They have 400 times the nutrients of just regular broccoli. And so that's an amazing thing to do. You can buy them at Whole Foods, or you can grow them yourself in a little mason jar. And I've got lots of little tips like this in my detox checklist. And it's a totally free download that you can go to detoxforenergy.com and download that for free. And so I've worked with thousands of clients, and I'm trying to distill down like my top 10 detox tips and supplements in this little checklist. And so my very favorite protocol to detox is an infrared sauna. And so this is something that I know it's kind of an investment for people, but there's lots and lots of places. If you can't afford to buy one for use in your own home, there's lots of places. Like, there's acupuncturist office, there's Pilates studios, there's doctor's offices. More and more places have infrared saunas that you can go to, you know, a couple times a week, once a week, to add detox to your already healthy regimen. Because I think it's extremely important, because of the amount of toxins we have in our environment and in our bodies, you really want to be thinking about detox as a lifestyle, something you add, something you're doing on a daily basis to add to your already healthy regimen that you're doing. And infrared saunas are just one of the most effective things that you can do for detoxification. And so so how does an infrared sauna work? Like, how is that different from, say, the sauna you use at your gym, or just a regular, you know, like heating your body up, sweating when you're exercising? So the differences are that the rays from an infrared sauna penetrate your body like an inch or two or a few centimeters, and they heat you up from the inside out. And in doing that, it just kind of irritates your cells a bit and helps them to release their toxic contents more so and more effectively than if you're just going into a regular sauna and getting just heating up in that way. And they produce more productive sweat. So you have more metals and more chemicals in the sweat from using an infrared sauna than a regular sauna. But they're all good. You know, doing anything to sweat is good. There was a Finnish study that, tracked men for decades, and they found that men that were using just a regular sauna 3 to 5 times a week had a 40% reduction in mortality from all causes. That is huge. And they were looking at heart disease also, and heart attacks and things like that. So if a regular sauna can do that, an infrared sauna is going to have much more impact, because you're removing a lot of metals and chemicals with it. And the infrared sauna is better also because it heats you up from the inside out. The ambient temperature in the sauna can be much lower, so you can tolerate it better, especially the sick or elderly or cancer patients. It's much easier for them to stay in a sauna that's lower temperature, that's maybe at 130 or 140 degrees, where a regular sauna, say the one at your gym, is like 200 degrees, 180, 200 degrees, and that will heat you up, but you can't stay in it very long. It's not very comfortable. You get lightheaded and nauseated, and you have to get out. So in an infrared sauna, you can stay in it much longer, 30, 45 minutes, and get a lot more benefit out of it because of that.
Excellent. And I'm so glad to hear you mention the sulforaphane in broccoli. And just reminding our listeners that most chelating agents, whether they're natural or medicinal, have an S in the name, sulfur. And you mentioned, Wendy, DMSA as a way of mobilizing toxic metals to get them into the urine to see what people really have, a challenge test. And so the broccoli sprouts, what an easy recommendation, easy thing to do. And your description for the far infrared sauna is so elegant. I don't think we've had as good an explanation, and I appreciate that. What else can we talk about with regard to your favorite detox?
Yes, well, you know what? Let's make some distinctions between different types of saunas. And there's a lot of different types of saunas on the market, and there's some confusion. I have a lot of articles and podcasts on my site if people want to take a deep dive on that. But there's a far infrared sauna, there's near infrared bulb saunas, and then there's near infrared LED light panels. So let's talk about some distinctions there.
Thank you.
So all the research has been done on far infrared saunas for the most part. And so we know far infrared saunas detox you. We know that they're incredibly effective at heating you up and, you know, helping your body to sweat and release toxins. And so any type of far infrared sauna is great. However, you want to avoid the lower price models that are made in China, because those can be made with glues and particle board and solvents and things like that, that when heated up are going to produce toxins that you breathe in. It kind of defeats the whole purpose. You want to make sure you get a sauna that they're very, very clear about where it's manufactured, that they use. They're not using particle board. They're using healthy products. They're not using glues to glue the woods together and whatnot. And then you want to get a low EMF sauna. Again, a lot of saunas made in China and manufacturers that aren't really paying attention to this can have saunas that produce large amounts of electromagnetic fields, and those negatively impact your body. You don't want to be sitting in a high EMF emission sauna when you're trying to improve your health. So going with a product, I really like Sunlight and saunas. Those are great. I really like those because they're paying attention to EMFs and no glues, no toxins. There's other great saunas out there too. There's Clear Light, many great brands. And then there are full spectrum saunas or far, mid, and near infrared. Those are amazing. They have additional benefits over and above far infrared saunas. And so the near infrared can be delivered as pulses. It can be delivered as light, so in LEDs, and it can be delivered as in a bulb, so a red bulb that is in the sauna as well. And so the benefits of those are you have improved wound healing, you have pain reduction. There's a lot of different benefits for the near infrared. And if it's a light, the red LEDs or red bulbs that emit near infrared spectrum, those help to charge up your mitochondria. So they're a wonderful addition to a far infrared sauna. If you already have a far infrared sauna, you can add bulbs or add an LED light panel, a near infrared LED light panel, because your mitochondria, which produce your body's energy, work via biophotons. So the sun, when you go out in the sun, which I highly recommend doing on a regular basis, they charge up, your body absorbs the near and far infrared rays emitted by the sun, and that charges up your mitochondria and you produce energy. So your mitochondria work in a lot of different ways, and that's, they work by biophotons. And so adding a near infrared light panel or LEDs or bulbs to your sauna can help add that extra benefit as well.
This is such a good, this is a lot of information, Wendy, that's really detailed, and people can take away this information. And they can also go on your site, which is Wendy Myers or MyersDetox.com.
Yes, Myers, lots of info there.
Detox.com. And you have a questionnaire that people can look at, a checklist for detox, and more tips. So we appreciate it, and we're going to carry this conversation forward in the final segment. If you've just tuned in with us, listeners, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. And we're talking to Wendy Myers. She's an expert on detoxification of toxic metals. We'll continue this discussion in our final segment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living. On 1500 AM, we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And I want to remind you of the big sale going on now till December 31st. 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, we've been having an interesting discussion with Wendy Myers. She's an expert on detoxification of toxic metals. She's a functional diagnostic nutritionist and a best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals to End Exhaustion and Chronic Fatigue. Very good title, Wendy. And you might want to talk a little bit more about the book, but we want to continue to explore the importance of getting rid of toxic metals and the importance of doing it safely. So let's keep that subject rolling.
Yeah, so I was talking previously about infrared saunas and how important they are and pivotal they are in detoxing heavy metals and chemicals. And so people probably want some recommendations. I really love sunlight and saunas for full spectrum, near, mid, and far infrared. And I also love sauna space saunas. Those are great also. They're bulb saunas. And they're portable. They're easy to like travel with for people to travel, and they're easy to set up and break down because they have like a little organic cotton canvas tent. And so saunaspace.com is a great option as well. But like I said, tons and tons of resources on MyersDetox.com, helping people, you know, learn more about infrared saunas, and lots of podcasts there as well about infrared saunas if you just want to search for infrared saunas on my site.
Well, that's excellent. Keep the conversation going with regard to the information on the effects of toxic metals on hormones.
Yes. Yeah, so this is a big one because hormones impact, you know, our fertility, our libido, our sex drive. They affect our, you know, our menses every month. They affect whether people go into menopause really early, how severe the symptoms are with menopause. Heavy metals affect all of our hormones, and it also affects our waistline. So if your hormones aren't functioning properly or being produced in the correct amounts, that can dramatically affect your weight or ability to lose weight. And hormones, heavy metals also affect our stress hormones as well, our adrenaline production and cortisol production, and that can have big impact on our weight, on our sleep, on our mental well-being. And so I want to talk a little bit about how heavy metals affect our hormones and our fertility also. There's metals like, you know, cadmium, mercury, nickel, lead, and copper that interfere with the production or action of our hormones. For instance, let's take cadmium. Cadmium is something that gets into our environment from coal burning. So anywhere you have mercury in fish or mercury in shellfish, you also have cadmium, but it's just not talked about very much. You also get cadmium from cigarette smoking and from medical marijuana. And people just breathe it in the air because it's being released into our atmosphere from, you know, producing energy and from the industry and production, manufacturing. And so what cadmium does is it increases the number of natural killer immune cells. And so that can cause multiple miscarriages. It can also, women that are having trouble getting pregnant, it can be due to high cadmium levels in the body. It also affects thyroid function, adrenal function, you know, the production of hormones in your ovaries. It interrupts signaling in the ovaries. It's also linked to low progesterone production as well. And its cadmium levels are shown to be high in women with like endometriosis, uterine fibroids, and those who've had multiple miscarriages. So it really affects reproductive function quite a bit. And then there's mercury. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask about mercury because that's extremely important. And I have a background with autism treatment, and mercury has been a nemesis in autism. And so please go on.
Yeah, so mercury causes, you know, lowered progesterone levels, but it increases estrogen. So it's kind of what we call a metalloestrogen, where
yes,
it acts and it mimics estrogen in the body. And there are so many toxins that mimic estrogens in our body and act in our body, fill up our estrogen receptor sites. And estrogen, the higher level you have, the more weight gain you're going to have, or resistant weight loss, because women have more fat on their bodies because we have higher estrogen levels. So any kind of chemicals, plastics, perfumes, petroleum-based products, preservatives and beauty products, all these things, including mercury, act like estrogens on our body and cause different hormonal problems as a result of that. And we get mercury in fish and shellfish. We breathe it in the air. It's in 400 different medications, and it's in the flu shot, which I recommend avoiding, but a lot of different sources of mercury. Mercury fillings, obviously, of course.
Yes.
And then there's arsenic. Arsenic affects testosterone production. So If you have lower testosterone, you're going to have lowered libido, lowered muscle mass. You need testosterone to put on and keep muscle. Lead. Lead inhibits progesterone function. It creates irregular periods. It inhibits estrogen, testosterone, and cortisol production. Nickel acts like an estrogen in the body. And nickel also decreases iodine uptake in the thyroid. Mercury inhibits your thyroid function. It suppresses thyroid hormone production. I really feel like mercury is why, you know, so many people, millions and tens of millions of people are on thyroid medication. So that's kind of an example of metals that impact your sex hormones. But we can also certainly get into a discussion about how metals impact your stress hormones also.
Yes, let's talk about that because stress is ubiquitous in our society and certainly throughout the world. So let's talk about that, Wendy.
Yes, so our stress hormones are cortisol, DHEA, aldosterone, adrenaline. And these are hormones that are produced by our adrenal glands. And many people, you know, have heard of adrenal fatigue today. So what is adrenal fatigue and how does that impact your health and produce symptoms? So I really feel like the majority of the population is in some stage of adrenal fatigue because we just lead very, very stressful lifestyles here in the United States. We have a very fast-paced lifestyle. We're exposed to a lot of EMFs, electromagnetic fields by our phone and computers and wireless internet. We're not sleeping enough. We're guzzling caffeine and sugar and carbs and doing all these things that produce high levels of stress hormones, and it forces our adrenal glands to produce a lot of cortisol and adrenaline and other hormones, and eventually they get tired of doing that, and they're not capable of doing that at a certain point, and then you get lowered production of them, and then you go into what's called adrenal fatigue. And metals also contribute to this process. They contribute to interfering in stress hormone production. And so there's a hormone called aldosterone that's the number one most susceptible to toxins. And the lower your aldosterone levels, the higher your urinary output. It's a very common symptom of adrenal fatigue. It can be very annoying, feeling like you have to go to the bathroom all the time. Well, aldosterone, it basically reabsorbs sodium and chlorides in the kidneys, so these minerals go back into circulation. And if you don't have enough sodium or you're not eating enough salt or you're low in minerals or you have low aldosterone, you're going to drink all this water and fluids and they're just going to run right through you. You don't have enough sodium to retain them. And so toxic metals, they poison enzymes that produce aldosterone. They poison enzymes that produce DHEA that's very, very important for producing testosterone. They poison enzymes that produce cortisol, your stress hormone. And so these are all very, very susceptible to toxins and heavy metals.
You know, this is the best explanation of why one of the main symptoms of adrenal fatigue is constant thirst and frequent urination. And this, you have given the reason with regard to the aldosterone wasting, in other words, higher in the urine and less in the body. The other symptom, and there are many symptoms of adrenal fatigue, as you know, and we do talk about this on the show, is you talked about the low sodium, which is the reason the craving for salt in adrenal fatigue. I explain to people that's a craving you give in to if you want to help the adrenals. So this is the first time we have talked about the underlying reason for this frequent thirst and frequent urination in adrenal fatigue. So thank you.
Yeah, mercury is a huge factor in that also. Many people with mercury poisoning, mercury toxicity, especially people with multiple mercury fillings, have this symptom, and it drives them nuts, and they go to the doctor, and a lot of doctors aren't really figuring out this piece of the puzzle. And some people have to have a prescription aldosterone replacement until they can get the mercury out of their body, which can take some time.
Yes, it can. So how frequently are even alternative complementary functional medicine doctors prescribing aldosterone?
Very, very infrequently. I think that, you know, people go to the doctor with a multitude of symptoms, which can be attributed to so many different reasons. And so, you know, the doctors really have a lot of work to do, you know, and they're like anyone, they're trying to figure out what's wrong with the patient and trying different things. And if that doesn't work, they try something else. But the majority of practitioners, even amazing functional medical practitioners, are not looking at heavy metals or chemicals at the underlying root cause of some of these symptoms. And they're just giving Band-Aids to people. So, you know, as a patient, you kind of have to empower yourself with knowledge and sometimes come to the physician with solutions, with questions, if they're not able to do that themselves or they're not trained in metals or chemicals.
Very nice. Well, Wendy, I wish we could talk for another hour. We certainly will be inviting you back to the show. Is there one final tip you have for listeners?
Well, if any of you guys have listened, you're very curious about if you have metal toxicity, I created a quiz that can help to give you a clue about your level of metal toxicity in your body. You can go to metalsquiz.com and take that very quick quiz and give you some information about your results and some solutions if you are metal toxic.
Excellent. Again, thank you for being on the show, and we look forward to having you back in the future, Wendy.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And listeners, this is a perfect reminder for this show about the book, Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. So we had this wonderful interview with Wendy, and this is an important topic, particularly with today's abundance of ubiquitous toxins, almost a mini epidemic, I would call it, or a maxi epidemic. So I also want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And I want to remind you that you can get more information on MyersDetox.com. That's Wendy Myers' site, MyersDetox.com. And as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute's a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.